They showed war movies all day long, and I just took time to watch only one. One of my favorite war movies of all time, called Battleground, with Big Johnson. And it just, to me, is just a great war movie. No big hero in that sense, because it wasn't about that. It was just about Americans in war and the way each of these soldiers were. It's a great movie. And this reflected on a lot of thoughts. One thing I love about America is that if you want, you can just waste your life. You have the freedom to do that. You have the freedom to take one of the most wonderful gifts that God gives, human life, and just waste it away. And I wouldn't want it any other way. I'm sorry than people do. I really am. But I love the freedom where you can waste your life. Or you can say, no, this is my life, and I'm going to make sure that my life counts in the realm of the spiritual realm. Okay, let's look at verse 10. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness. And I hope you don't have any questions now. If you have any questions about righteousness and salvation or how to obtain righteousness, raise your hand, because that means I haven't really made it clear. Okay. Now, the next line. And with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. This is our problem. This is our problem. Because it seems to say that you have to confess in order to be saved. It's not what it's saying. Verse 9. The Jew acknowledges that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is God. And by acknowledging that, it leads or results in that Jew believing in Jesus Christ, his Savior, salvation. People, it's a big step for a Jew. We all had to do it in a way. But it's a big step for a Jew who their people have crucified or turned this man over to be crucified by the Romans. Romans actually crucified him. But the Jews turned him over. They rejected him. Their leaders made it clear that he was not the Son of God. And here is a Jew in verse 9 acknowledging with his mouth, saying it.